All right, let's begin our time with prayer, so bow with me, please. Father and God in heaven, we're again thankful for this day, this time, this evening. We're thankful we may assemble again to not only enjoy the friendship, the fellowship of one another, but to give you worship as a congregation of your people. Appreciate so very much daily bread that you provide over and over and over again. We're thankful for spiritual blessings. We're thankful that we may call upon you in a time of need. We say thank you, too, for answered prayer. We simply ask you to bless us from above with those things that you know we need. And in all things, we pray we remember you and give you the glory and the honor that you so richly deserve. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, number 960. My dyslexia got it. My bifocals. Tongue gets tangled around my eye teeth, and I can't see what I'm saying.
That one, okay, that one looks all right. That one's yours. I'll leave that alone.
960. 960.
It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father or my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father or my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother or my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the elders or the deacons, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the elders or the deacons, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my neighbor or a stranger, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my neighbor or a stranger, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Sometimes I think people look at this song and they say, no, my father, mother, brother, sister, elder, deacon, neighbor, they're in need of prayer too, but the song is, if everyone in the audience is singing the same thing, it's me, and you're singing it's me, I'm singing it's me, that covers all those relationships. So, like one congregation wanted to change the words of the song, send the light. They wanted to change the word, take the light. Like, oh, my brothers. No, the song is a missionary song. Send the light. There's other songs that you can sing for you take the light in your daily walk. But that's a missionary song. Send folks, support the word. So, I don't know how I got off on that. Number 786. Felt the sermon coming out.
You go.
No. 786.
When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is a
Scripture reading, and Chris, I'll call on you. The book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 10 through 20. So after this song. So Isaiah 1, verses 10 through 20. Right. Number 443, first and last.
How precious is the book divine, by inspiration given. Bright as the lamp its precepts shine, to guide my soul to heaven. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine, left to my feet and the light to my way. Guide me safely home. This lamp through all the tedious night of life shall guide my way, till I behold the clearer light of an eternal day.
Listen to the instructions of our God, you people of Gomorrah. The multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough burnt offerings of rams and the fatted animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you? This trampling of my court. Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbaths, and convocations, I cannot bear your worthless assemblies. Your new moon feast and your appointed festivals, I hate with all my being. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I hide my eyes from you. Even when you offer many prayers, I am not listening. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat good things of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Let us pray. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this time that we have set apart and have come together here, as brothers and sisters of Christ, to worship you, Lord. And it is our prayer that as we come before you at this time, that we continue to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, you do have an abundance of everything is yours. Everything that we have has come from you. We're so very grateful for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And it is our prayer, Lord, that we can continue to share the good news of those that we run across. And also, Lord, that we can continue to live our lives as those living sacrifices unto you, always bringing you glory and honor in all that we do through your Son, Jesus. And Lord, again, we just ask that you continue to guide our minds and our hearts in all that we do, realizing that it's only because of you that we have any hope, and that hope is found in your Son, Jesus, and all that he has done for us. And again, just continue to use us in any way that you can to help spread that good news, the gospel with the world. Just continue to be with us this evening as we dedicate ourselves to you in worship. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 976. 976. Saying when I first read the title of the song, he says, oh, it's job related. The union workers for a rally would want to sing this song. Number 976.
Glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, for I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, for I shall not be moved. In his love abiding, I shall not be moved. And in him confiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Jesus will not fail me. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. Though the tempest rages, I shall not be moved. On the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, Lord, I shall not be moved. like a tree that's planted by the water. Lord, I shall not be moved.
And the song before our communion time together be number 625. 625. It's not a song that prepares us for the communion. It's just a song that we're singing before the communion. Number 625, first and last.
Zion's call sweetly rings over land and sea, bidding us look to realms above. While the light from the throne shines for you and me, let us list to the call of love. Zion's call is ringing, coming from the throne above. While we hear it ringing, let us heed the call of love. There is work to do, and our strength cometh from above. As we labor and wait, we must all be true. Let us list to the call of love. Zion's call is ringing, coming from the throne above. While we hear said, and today I'll
4:32. I wrote this one down. I know Dennis Burchett leads it every once in a while. I think maybe twice in the last 6 years. But number 4:32, how shall the young secure their hearts? Let's sing all three stanzas. And then after this song, Dennis Burchett, if you want to be the scripture reader, it's Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 11.
6 through 11.
Isaiah 55, 6 through 11. So we'll sing number 432. All three stanzas.
How shall the young secure their hearts and guard their lives from sin? Thy word, the choicest rules impart to keep the conscience clean. To keep the conscience clean. Tis like the sun, a heavenly light that guides us all the day. Thy word, the choicest rules impart, a lamp to lead our way, a lamp to lead our way. Thy word is everlasting truth, how pure is every page, and worldly books shall guide our youth, and support our age, and well support our age.
Chris got to read that famous verse from Isaiah chapter 1, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Reminds me of another song, that fair little flock. My sheep and my lambs must be whiter than snow. Remember that one? We're in Isaiah 55, I think it's 6 through, I think you said 6 through 11. Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 11. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread and to the eater, so will my word which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it.
You got that famous verse, Denver, where it says, my ways are not your ways. The last song we'll sing of number 971. One more song after this. 971.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. Ship upon the sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulations, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the hosts of hell assail, and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden, and I'm facing chilly Jordan, oh, how little
my life becomes a burden. Need that.
It's my goal to become a burden to my children.
I want to be able to live long enough to be a burden to my children. And I'm facing chilly Jordan. Every time I sing a song that has about the chilly waters or death's chilly waters, why can't it be death's warm waters off Samoa or something like that? Why does it always have to be chilly waters? Or the cold, cold grave? You know, why can't it be the warm sand out of the ocean? All right. Let's sing two stanzas of number 904. 904, and then we'll have our closing prayer, comments and prayer. 904. Okay. 904.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
All right. Any other announcements we need to make before we dismiss? Don't forget there are refreshments. I think Jim left a few moments ago to heat up some hot dogs that were left over from BBS. Gently used. Previously all refurbished. One owner.
Recycled.
Yes.
All
right. See. Again, look out for one another. Let folks know we miss them when they're away. Because after our closing prayer, let a few folks make some final preparations for setup and things like that. Then we'll send out the call. All things are ready. All right. Let's bow in prayer in closing and dismissal. Our Father and our God, we're so thankful for this time together, and we say thank you over and over again. Appreciate so very much that you've called us together in assembly to give you worship and praise. We're thankful for all the attendant blessings, the friendship we enjoy so very, very much, the fellowship, thankful for the hope that lies within us, for all the spiritual blessings you have bestowed upon us through Jesus, your Son. So thankful for the sacrifice that he made willingly. In all things, again, we pray you receive glory and honor. We're thankful for the food that's been prepared. We're thankful for hands that made preparations. We pray you not only bless us, but especially bless us in your service. Strengthen us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.